Where do we start this? And the answer doesn't matter. We're having a good time. Right.
He couldn't wait to get in here.
You need sales balls to make sales calls. Sure. I'm tweeting that puppy. Okay.
Welcome to the Sell or Die podcast. We're your hosts, Jeffrey
and Jen Gittimer.
I'm the author of The Little Red Book of Selling and 15 other best-selling books and the creator of the Seven-Figure Sales Formula Program. I grew up in Philadelphia, sold in New York City, but was smart enough to move to Charlotte, North Carolina.
And I'm the author of Sales in the New York Minute and creator of Breakthrough Business Babe Community. Fun fact, I'm obsessed with our dogs and consider them humans. If you have a dog, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Sell or Die is for sales professionals, salespeople, sales managers, entrepreneurs, and business owners who want to sell more at full price, earn loyalty, and have an unlimited stream of referrals.
Every single episode is going to give you real-world, easy-to-implement solutions so that you can get your calls returned, your proposals read and acted on, all while creating relationships that you can take all the way to the bank.
It's time to sell or die.
Hello and welcome back to Sell or Die.
This is the greatest podcast on the planet, and only a few million people know about it. So tell all your friends, well, both your friends, that this is a great podcast if you want to climb to the top of the sales ladder. And I am friends with Doug Wing from Little Giant Ladder, so I can get you an actual ladder and a sales ladder.
Ooh. So what do you want to talk about today, Jeffrey?
Well, Jennifer and I are at the beach.
I feel like we've started out the last 8 episodes like that.
Well, we're at the beach. And what I have found at the beach is that I am actually more productive because I'm not under the gun. So I want to talk today about relaxed productivity. The fact that you're relaxed allows you to not be under the gun, not be under a deadline, not have another meeting in 5 minutes, not be under the, you know, the stress, literally, of having to do something else soon. And this allows you to expand your mind and go into a zone that you normally don't get to go into, because normally it's like you have a 12 o'clock, you have a 1 o'clock, you have a 2 o'clock, you have a late lunch, and then it's time for coffee, and then it's time to go home. And that's not what it's like at the beach. At the beach, it's you wake up, it's beautiful. Even if it's raining, it's beautiful because you're at the beach. You see the waves. And you're chilled for that one thing in the morning or that one thing in the afternoon that can give you maximum thought expansion. That will allow you to be more productive because you'll allow your mind to float out a little bit farther than it normally does.
So it's not necessarily a matter of being at the beach. What you're saying is it's a matter of giving yourself thinking time and ample time on your calendar to just be. That working all the time in meetings is not the way to be the most productive or creative.
You get a lot done, but you're not expanding it. You get done what you need to get done. But if you have fewer things to do and you have more space in between them, and it seems as though there's like an atmosphere, you know, when you're home or where you're in your office, there's a kind of a rushed atmosphere. There's a lot of people around. Can you do this? Somebody tugs at your sleeve. Somebody sends you a text. Somebody interrupts you. Here, there's fewer interruptions, and I think that's part of what the deal is, or fewer diversions. But the bottom line is, I feel more productive when I have less to do.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. You know, when I used to live and work in New York, I would be the...
Back in the day.
I was that person. I was at the 12 and the 1 and the 2, and then I'd have to go on a meeting at 3 and then a phone call at 4. Right. And then, you know, and it was back to back to back to back to back. And what happens is, even though you may be in meetings and meeting with people and prospecting and having lunches and doing all the things to get together with people and potentially further relationships, you're cutting out your thinking and creativity time. You're cutting out time that could actually advance your business, your sales world, so much more by adding in that thinking and creativity time.
Let me give it to you in real time. You're thinking about, what do I have to do next, rather than focusing on what is.
Ooh, that's good.
And you look at yourself and you go, okay, well, I got 20 more minutes here, and then I got to go here, and then I got to be here, and I got to call this guy. And you're too damn busy. Here, it's like, okay, what are we going to do for breakfast? Okay, well, just, and then I want to do this one thing. I'm writing a book. Okay. I can talk to a couple of other people. I can do a couple of other things, but basically I'm writing a book, and that allows me to go way beyond my normal boundary lines because I don't have anything to do, quote, next. I'm on vacation. And that gives me that angle of productivity that I literally, not only do I need it, I crave it.
So for you, diehard, the question is, how can you create this beach mentality? How can you create this creativity and thinking time mentality in your day-to-day life while being at home or at your home office or wherever you are right now, rather than having to go to the beach to get it? Because you shouldn't have to go away to get free time. You should be able to build that into your schedule no matter where you are.
Yep. And you should be able to do it happy, not like, oh my gosh, you're not in a frenzy. You're in a better or different frame of mind and state of mind because you know that you're in relaxed mode already.
Yeah. So, you know, it's interesting because I think that some people think the busier they are and the more appointments they have, the more sales they'll make and the more productive they'll be.
Not true.
And what you're saying...
Because your boss is telling you, oh, it's all numbers. It's not numbers. It's quality of numbers. And it's quality of time that you have with someone to actually build a meaningful relationship so that it turns not only into a sale, but multiple sales and referrals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't say, oh, well, we need more hunters. No, you need more relationship builders.
And if you're trying to get big ticket sales... One of the things you need to think about is how do you get into that customer's mind and in their, you know, in their shoes so well that you understand what they need, that you really know that. And how do you do that if you're going back to back to back to back to back without any time in between to be creative?
Everything you focus on when you're in relaxed mode automatically turns out better. Simply because you're relaxed and your thoughts are more free than they normally would be. And you're allowing your mind to go further in creative thought in order to be able to come up with better resolve, better solutions, better outcomes, and you become a better person.
At some point in your career, this notion of being busy started to be equal to being productive and being effective and efficient. But if you break it down, being busy does not equal being productive or being efficient. It just equals being busy. That's all it equals.
And you may feel at the end of a day like, wow, I really had a full day. I really accomplished a lot. But I would challenge you, what is the depth of your accomplishment? Not simply the length of your accomplishment. And I think that if you're going appointment hopping all day long, it's very difficult to take it deeper. Or actually what happens is you go, oh, wow, I should have told that guy this. Let me write that down. And you're actually busy writing down and documenting what you should have done if you would have had the time to think it out while you were there.
And what happens, what I've seen happen so often with people in sales and people who own their own business, when they're doing this like busy game of like, let's just fill the calendar, 9 to 5. What happens is you're doing all the things during the day that require meetings. And I can almost guarantee that if you looked at those meetings and asked yourself, are these really necessary? You could cut out at least half of them. but you're doing all these meetings during the day, and then at night, you have to send follow-ups. You have to send the proposals or the agreements, and you have to send thank yous for the meetings, and you're sending all these things. That's not your best method. This relaxed productivity is definitely something that's going to advance your business, advance your sales 1,000 times more than filling a calendar.
Here's my idea for how to try to do it, or to how to at least experience it. Go away from your home for an hour or two away. Rent a hotel room that's got a nice view in a nice place and a kind of a quiet place. Not, you know, don't go to New York City for the weekend. But go someplace where it's relatively relaxed, relatively sunny, or at least quiet. And you'll see what I mean. You can bring a book, but the book is not the purpose. Have meetings on purpose, but have like 2 or 3 instead of 5 or 6, or maybe even 6 or 7. Just do a meeting a day. That's what, basically what we're doing right now. We're doing 1 or 2 meetings a day, and it's so different. It's so much better because you actually go deeper with the person. You talk a little bit more. You let it expand, and the relationships become more real because they become more truthful and more in depth.
And it doesn't mean that because you're not working or you don't have something filled on your calendar. So let me restate that. If you don't have...
You don't have to be full to be productive.
Correct. You don't have to have something filled into your calendar to like prove that you're doing something. Right. You could be thinking during that time, and that could be more valuable to your business and to your growth and to your personal development than anything else that you do.
And I would challenge you to think actively, which means write while you're thinking.
Ooh, yeah, yeah. You know, I'm doing this new morning routine. And every morning now I journal and
But you write when you journal, right? You don't like type it into a machine.
No, I handwrite it because there's a science about actually writing out your words and how you process it differently than when you type. And that it's much more powerful when you're trying to get your thoughts out of your head like that to actually write them.
Especially if you lose the notebook you wrote in.
Yeah, so I have pictures.
That's why I type.
I have pictures of every page. I'm not worried.
Okay.
But, you know.
I lost a notebook one time. I'm never going back.
So there's a disconnect when you type that. Anyway, when you handwrite things, when you're trying to write your like personal thoughts and stuff like that and observations.
Don't you get ahead of yourself?
Sometimes my hand hurts because I'm writing so fast.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, but it's amazing when the thoughts are flowing out of you to just write like that. So I write like a flow writing, you know, for 10 to 15 minutes every morning, and I just get my thoughts out, and it's been so powerful. Today, I went and looked back at my last 30 days or so. I started on July 4th of writing, and just to see what's come out of my brain in that time. So yeah, what did you call it? Active thinking?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
And I don't type, I voice to text. So it's not like I'm having to commit to a keyboard or to a space bar or backspace.
Mm-hmm.
I write it out in voice hand.
Yeah, voice hand. You voice it and it writes for you.
Right.
Yeah, I hear that.
So
anyway.
So diehard, yeah. You go.
Oh, man. Relaxed productivity, diehard. Relaxed productivity. What I want you to do is I want you to DM one of us. You can DM me or Jeffrey on Instagram and let us know what you're going to be doing to begin, or you can DM both of us, to begin to take advantage of relaxed productivity and how you're going to incorporate it into your life. And if you want to screenshot that, share it with your followers. We would love that. We would love the shout out. Tag us and we'll regram it. We'll restore it.
My director, I'm at Jeffrey Gittimer.
I'm at Jen Gittimer.
And we want to wish you the most relaxed time on the planet. Don't run for the train. There'll be another one. And
until next time, I'm Jen Gittimer.
And I'm saying chill, even if your ass falls off. Thank you so much for listening to Sell or Die. We hope
that this episode has helped you transform the way you think, given you new ideas, and provided you a new perspective on the sales and business challenges that you face every day, so you can get out there and win the customer all the way to the bank.
If you enjoyed this episode, please take a second to rate and review. Each review helps us help more people just like you make a difference in this world. Don't forget to take a screenshot, share it in your Instagram stories, and tag us at Jeffrey Gittimer and at Jen Gittimer.
See you next week.